This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
It's going to be hot today. It's going to be humid. Maybe a chance for a shower. It's summertime. What are you going to do? 6:14 now. Tommy Tucker, WWL on this Friday, 7:11. And I called it National Casino Day, so go out and, you know, bet your paycheck. Just kidding. 6:14 now. Let's talk to David Schultz, our professor of political science at Hamline University. How you doing, David?
Great, and I hope you're well today.
I am. Do you do any gambling at all? Any sports betting? Any casino gaming? Anything like that?
I don't. I used to, like, go to, like, some of the, like, raffles and stuff like that, you know, 50-50s for charity. But outside of that, no, I'm not into that.
I drive in New Orleans traffic. I figure that's gamble enough, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
Let's talk about what's going on with President Trump's birthright citizenship order. I know you are a professor of law as well as political science at Hamline University. And I got to tell you, man, it can get so terribly confusing with a court. The president wants this, then the court says that, then the other court overturns this, and the other court upholds what was overturned. So I'm just trying to figure out, can we or can't we?
Well, let me explain what just happened yesterday in a decision, or actually a couple weeks ago. The U.S. Supreme Court said that district courts don't have the authority to issue nationwide injunctions. They can basically to halt certain kinds of action, including this case, presidential executive orders. But the court then said, except for traditional exceptions or when necessary. And one of those traditional exceptions is what's called a class action lawsuit. And what happened yesterday is that a federal judge in New Hampshire issued a temporary injunction after he certified a class of individuals, that is all individuals who may be affected by the executive order. And so what he did was to basically say, we think under the federal rules of civil procedure, which were adopted by the Supreme Court many, many years ago, we think you can proceed and be able to bring a call to class action lawsuit. And in the process, we're going to issue an injunction halting the president's action. And just briefly, in case people are wondering, I came up with a small list of famous class action lawsuits in the past, in case people are wondering here. These involve, for example, the tobacco settlement many, many years ago. Also, take us way back for people who are maybe Vietnam War veterans out there, the Agent Orange lawsuit, then lawsuits involving the opioid manufacturers, the Deepwater Horizon for pollution, a whole bunch of them. And the whole purpose of class action lawsuits is that it may not be profitable for me to bring a case because it'll be so expensive, but it would make more sense for a group of people to get together to bring it together. And also, make it easier for the courts to handle lots of lawsuits. I mean, think about back when it was the tobacco settlement, there were literally millions of people who were suing, you know, the tobacco industry, you know, for false claims, et cetera, et cetera. Having each of these individual cases proceed would have just literally shut the entire system down.
So those were civil actions. This is a constitutional action? That's where I'm confused, David.
Yeah, yeah. Technically, a constitutional question is actually considered to be called a constitutional tort or claiming some kind of civil wrong against you know being perpetuated or being brought by the U.S. government. Now it is a little unusual, but again, in terms of bringing a class action against the U.S. government. And that may be one of the issues that we have to think about here. But when I went back and looked at my rules of civil procedure for how, you know, how to bring cases in federal court, I didn't see anything in those rules that precluded bringing a class action against the United States government.
So tell me how this relates to the Supreme Court last month, talking about courts issuing nationwide injunctions, because I'm a little bit confused about that, too.
Okay, so what this – so. Again, last month, what the court said is generally, you know, in a case of, let's say, Smith against the United States, you know, let's make up a hypothetical case like that, right. An injunction could be issued only to address Smith and the United States, not all the other lawsuits in the country.
That's what the judge said last month.
That's what the court said last month. But right. Then the Supreme Court said that however, nationwide injunctions still could be used when, and they use the phrase when necessary or under certain circumstances when they're necessary or with traditional exceptions under the law. And so the court didn't completely say unequivocally no, can never ever use them, but narrowed their use. One of the things that the court left open last month was to say, well, it could be the case that in some situations, nationwide injunctions apply or could be used in the case of class actions. And that's exactly what the judge in New Hampshire did yesterday, is to say that a case is being brought again. I can't think of the name of the person. I'm just going to make up a name again. Smith is suing the United States, you know, on the birthright citizenship at this point. There are many, many other people out there who are legally similarly situated. We're going to issue a class action, allow them to proceed together, consolidate all the cases together from across the country, and consistent with what he thinks is the opinion from last month and federal rules of civil procedure, allow a class action suit to go forward.
So the judge said, the U.S. District Judge Joseph LaPlante said, based on what the Supreme Court said last month, I am going to issue a nationwide injunction because, but at what point did it, let me take a break, we'll pick it up when we come back. Okay. At what point did this become a class? Because I thought the attorneys, the plaintiff's attorneys had to make it a class action lawsuit, but I guess we're getting into the weeds here, but it's kind of important, and then we'll find out ultimately what happens with birthright citizenship. Where do we stand on that? 6:20, can get a little bit confusing. Bear with us early on a Friday morning. David Schultz, our guest, professor of political science at Hamline University. Ultimately, I guess it's going to be determined whether or not if you're born in the United States, you are a U.S. citizen, and that goes back to an amendment that had to deal with slavery, as I understand it. But David Schultz, take us through all that, professor of political science and law at Hamline University. 6:20, traffic now, WWL. 6:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with a friend, David Schultz, professor of political science and law at Hamline University, trying to figure out what's going on with birthright citizenship. So the judge, a district judge, based on the Supreme Court ruling, said, okay, I am able to stop this as a district court judge and issue an injunction, a national injunction, because this is a class action lawsuit. David, did I hurt myself or is that accurate?
That's pretty accurate. I'll add one more thing. The judge just can't sort of declare class action lawsuit. There's a set of rules and procedures that are outlined in what's called the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure that basically say that a group wanting to argue that they're part of a class has to meet certain types of requirements, has to be able to meet a whole bunch of legal requirements. And so a group approached the judge and said, all right, we would like to pursue this as a class. We would like you to, quote, certify individuals who have birthright citizenship in certain categories here to be a class so that we can proceed.
The plaintiff's attorney says that?
Yes. Yes. The plaintiff's attorney has to prove.
Because at some point you got to get everybody signed up together here or something, or get them to, because you get with class action lawsuits occasionally, you get a little postcard saying, you know, this, that, the other thing, right? So that's what we're talking about or not?
Yeah, we are. I was going to say, for anybody out there who's ever gotten them, I was thinking in terms of, like, without mentioning the company, you know, there's some big computer company we've all probably gotten, like, that postcard in the mail, or you know, from some health insurance company or something like that. Yeah, I mean, that's what it is. And so you'll be eventually notified. We don't always know everybody who's in a class. But my main point is that the judge couldn't do it on his own. The plaintiffs had to argue it. They had to meet certain rules under federal rules of civil procedure. He then said, okay, it's a class. Then the plaintiff said, we would like an injunction to halt or put on hold the executive order pending the class action lawsuit.
So when it comes to class action lawsuits like BP Horizon or tobacco or what have you, sometimes, you know, we sign up, or big computer companies, we wind up getting a check for like 12 cents or something like that.
Right.
In this case,
right,
I don't think they're looking for damages, but when it comes to the attorneys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
That are handling these cases, the attorneys are in it for the money when it comes to big tobacco. Who's going to handle this case for citizenship? And are there any, when it comes to resources, the federal government has unlimited resources. When it comes to this kind of thing, are there legal firms or lawyers interested in taking this on for the civil rights part of it, no matter how much it costs?
I suspect there is. I think the answer is we will find anywhere from the American Civil Liberties Union to probably several big law firms around the country who will be willing to take this on. Because you're right, this is not like when we're suing the, you know, the drug manufacturers or the tobacco industry, where there's lots of money to be made in this. There's not going to be money to be made in this one whatsoever. So
there's no cheese at the end of the tunnel. The only cheese is a determination on whether or not. Give me the birthright citizenship argument, David, to wrap this up, if we can, just so people understand what it is that the discussion is about?
Well, what the discussion is whether or not individuals who are brought, who came to the United States, when their parents came illegally into the United States, but they are now born in the United States, does the 14th Amendment, Section 1, apply to them and guarantee that they are U.S. citizens? The plain language of the text, as well as past Supreme Court decision, says they are U.S. citizens.
the 14th Amendment was originally designed, or Article A, whatever it is you're referring to, as a result of slavery to make former slaves American citizens, accurate or not?
Absolutely accurate, yes. And so you wouldn't have a situation where also some people were from slave states and then they moved to a free state, or a free state to slave state. It basically guarantees if you're born in the United States, you are a U.S. citizen.
And the question is,
can the president issue an executive order basically overturning the birthright citizenship?
So does this class action suit determine the president's authority, or does it determine what the 14th Amendment means?
A little bit of both, but I think it's probably closer to the president's authority.
Okay. Thank you, David. Very complicated stuff, but you made it understandable. You should be a professor. Teaches stuff for a living. Professor of political science and law at Hamline University. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk to Corey Graff, curator and restoration manager for the National World War II Museum, about the USS New Orleans, the role it played in World War II, the heroism involved. It's an amazing story. You'll hear it when we come back. 6:30, time now, WWL First News.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.